Yeah, most certainly, yeah. And I mean, you know, history will tell that tale, Germany. You know what I mean? Even the last year, we got beaten 4-0 both times in the Brandywell and the two league games, and we went in there pre-season, whatever it is now, maybe 6 weeks ago. We got turned over 3-0. We hadn't scored in there, and look, it's one of the most difficult places to go for any team in the league, don't mind us, to put it that way to you. But look, we're delighted to be going there, we're delighted to be playing Derry, we're delighted to be playing Sligo last week, you know, because we were long enough, we weren't playing the likes of them, and thankfully, at least now we are, like.
Yeah. The RTE cameras will be there, Ollie. There'll be a big crowd on Friday night. And I'm sure the hope is among Harp supporters that your team can put it up to Derry.
Yeah, obviously. Any time we've gone in there, we've hoped that we'd put it up to them. But that wasn't the way it materialised, certainly, in the last two league occasions in there. We were gone by halftime. That's been blunt. You know, we would love to stay in the game, Dermot. I mean, you know, even if we went 1-0 down, and we did go 1-0 down both times in there last year, and we conceded a second very quickly afterwards, and that was game over. And it was a long, long hour from the 30 minutes in the first half, 2-0 down, to get out of there in 95 minutes or whatever. Like, we'd be hoping on Friday that should we go a goal down, that we can keep it tight and keep it to a goal going into the last 15 minutes and see where we get from that, and maybe muster some sort of fight, you know. But we were out of sight, or Derry were out of sight, I should say, you know, after 30 minutes the last few times, and that's really what we want to avoid on Friday night.
And did you see enough out of your new signings the other night against Sligo Rovers, and as long as you've had them in training, Ollie, did you see enough to suggest that perhaps, you know, this new team that you have can match the likes of Derry?
You know, you might be asking a little bit too much to match the likes of the quality of what Declan has in Derry there. I can't fault the new lads for effort or for buying into what we're doing. They're good lads, first and foremost, as I addressed before. It'll take us a while, Dermot. You know, we've very much a new side. Now, I know Derry have new players in there, but to be fair to them, they are the backbone. You know, they're especially their defence and their keeper, and that, you know, the likes of even their new signings, the likes of Conor McCormack, has been there before and knows it inside out, to put it that way to you. But we would hope to muster a better display or make a better fight of it than what we did the last two league games in there. But, you know, that'll take a huge effort itself to try and make it competitive, because Derry at home in particular it's one of the most difficult places to go. If you take away to Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers, away to Derry is probably right up there from our point of view as well.
Yeah, because of the style of football that Derry can play, particularly at home, Ollie, it can do real damage.
It can, yeah. If you're not at yourself, or if they're at themselves, they can rack up the score, and they have done, you know, they've done it to us twice last year, and there's no point in hiding with it and pretending, you know, it didn't happen. It did. And it wasn't for the lack of effort on our behalf. We were outplayed, we were out, you know, ran, you know, and they've, you know, they've taken in serious quality in the likes of Tim Nielsen, the centre forward. He played against us pre-season, and he looks a serious footballer, you know, very, very clever in what he does. I think so. Conor Clifford has been a thorn in our side with Pats in particular last year. You know, I mentioned Conor McCormack. He's been a thorn in our side with Derry before, and indeed with Cork. You know, the Colm Horgan, we've come up against, you know, with huge difficulty against Galway and indeed Cork, and then the big lad, the Danny lad, the out of Hull. He's a strapping player as well. You know. They've added huge quality. The Stephen Mellon lad looks a very talented player also. You know, we've added a lot to our team as well, and, you know, it'll take us probably a little bit longer to get up and running. We're part-time, and that's not an excuse, and that won't be an excuse on Friday night, without doubt. You know what I mean? I won't be using that as an excuse should we get beaten. But it will take us a bit longer, the fact that we train in the evenings and the lesser amount of sessions, to try and get a new team up and running together. But look, we'll go and see where tomorrow night brings us, Dermot.
You got a good result in your opening game, a difficult match against Sligo Rovers on a poor pitch as well, Ollie, as the Sligo manager pointed out. But did your players come through unscathed? Is everybody available for Friday night?
No, we had a lot of knocks and bruises. We're unsure where we are. We won all the training tonight. Certainly the likes of Rath Cotaro is out. A lot of others haven't trained on Monday or Tuesday. and we really won't know till tonight. No, the others aren't long-term injuries. You know, we're looking to see whether they're ready for Friday, or if they're not, we'll try and patch them up for Monday, because we have two games this weekend, which has caused us serious bother over the years, playing twice in the weekend, and we need to try and manage the two games here, not just the one-off one.
Yeah. And what about, I mean, long-term injury, there is one, Mark Tamlin. Yep. And, you know, he would have enjoyed a game like this on Friday night.
Absolutely. I mean, Mark has been in Derry. He'd have loved to have played in the Brandywell. And, you know, he's a massive, massive loss to us. You know, Mark is a good lad, the first and foremost, as well as a fabulous footballer. And he probably wasn't going as well with the injuries that curtailed him in the last 2 years, but he was up and running pre-season this year, and he looked in pre-season like he was going to be our main man, and unfortunately that didn't happen. But he has the operation done. He's 10 days into it and he's recovering every day, and you know, we'll have him in and around us, you know, as not, obviously not as a player, but he'll be in and around us as you know, in training, and he'll be doing his rehabilitation, and you know, he'll be very much part to the group from here to whatever length of time we have here.
Okay, and finally, you mentioned that Shelburne game. I know that's on the back burner just yet, Ollie, but I'm sure you're keeping an eye on the weather too, because a lot of rain forecast again for this weekend.
Yeah, look, you know, we were lucky to get the Sligo game up and running and played. You know, I mean, Liam Buckley's comments are correct. The pitch was poor. It was poor for both sides, and that's not a criticism of anyone. You know, we were looking at a new stadium, you know, this time last year, and maybe we took our eye off the ball that we need to keep improving our own facility, what we have. Yeah, we would love to have a new facility to move into, but it's not there at the moment. There's, you know, while we do need, and we can lobby all we wish to try and push it, it is needed for the area, it is needed for the club, but we need to address what we have and keep that pitch and upgrade that pitch for Shelburne on Monday night to start with, and for the rest of the remainder of the home games after that, Jeremy.